We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's find out. He's covering 49er practice every day here on 95.7 The Game, our 49er insider, the one and only Cam Inman. Welcome as always, Cam. First things first, Dibs just shared with us that when he worked at a pizza parlor, if he was really hungry, he was a delivery guy, he would sometimes take one slice out, the pick and push, and then push all the other pieces together, then deliver the pizza. He said he never got caught, but now he's kind of feeling bad about that, Cam.
If it's not cheating and you didn't get, if you didn't get caught, it's not cheating, right? So congrats, Dibs. You got a future in the pizza delivery business.
I love it. There's my brother. Although now it's industry standard that you tape the box closed. I'd like to say that I was the reason that they now tape pizza boxes.
Oh, that's not bad also. I kind of like that idea too. I'm going to have to look out for that because, you know, pizza now, nowadays your pizza is costing $25. I mean, this is a big investment you're making.
True.
Yeah. Thank you, Cam, for your insight there. But can we ask you here, who gets the coveted Cam Standout of the Day Award for a 49er camp today?
Oh, okay. Now you're putting me on the spot because it was just, the practice just ended. I was keeping track of my stats, and I'm trying to think who made any sensational play. Your quarterbacks, Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance. Let me look at my stats real quick. They had similar stat lines. Garoppolo was 6 of 11. Trey Lance was 6 of 10. The best pass play, I can tell you this, was, well, the longest, was a 50-yard completion for a would-be touchdown to Deebo Samuel. And the man that threw it was Trey Lance, but it was not the prettiest pass. Hmm. It was a wobbler that wobbled in the air for about 40 yards. And Deebo beat a safety named Jared Maiden for it and took it in. But it wasn't that. It's nice to see them try and air it out every once in a while because, for the most part, they're doing checkdowns to running backs or short passes to Mohamed Sanu, who Sanu caught about 5 passes today, so that was good for him. But, I mean, there still isn't, you know, I guess Sanu is establishing himself as like a number 3 wide receiver option, but nobody else has, which is kind of, I mean, we're only 3 practices in. There are a lot of running plays, too. So nobody really superstar stood out. I mean, there were a couple near interceptions, but, again, nothing great. I saw Trent Williams did a great job of left tackle, which he's paid to do. So it's kind of, business as usual. Now, I would say the biggest, it's nothing that we should get alarmed about yet, but Nick Bosa and Jalen Hurd were not on the field today. And it may be a regular rest day for those guys as they return from their ACL recoveries. They've just been out doing position drills the previous 2 days. So that's why I bring it up. And then Mecole Pruitt, a tight end, has not been seen today, possibly not yesterday, too. So.
You mentioned Sanu is the third wide receiver, Cam, and we know that they run a lot of 21 personnel with just 2 wide receivers on the field. How important is it for someone else to surpass Mohamed Sanu, or does he have enough to really be that number 3 guy in a run-first offense?
I think it's important in that you just want to make sure you have enough parts at every position, right? And that, I don't know necessarily if I want to rely on an over 30-year-old receiver to be the guy. You just need to have more depth there. You know, Richie James is somebody that has been on the radar. He had a big game last year against the Packers. He had a drop today, and it's just kind of like you don't get many passes coming your way, so when you get them, you better be ready to complete them or catch them when they come your way.
Cam, what's the structure of this first block of practices compared to when things are going to get ramped up, right? No pads, yeah. I believe, until Monday. Is that right? And today was kind of a shorter practice. So how does this camp stack up with others?
Yeah, I mean, because they're usually in the past, you'd be in pads, I think, on day three or so, which would have been today. The way they revised some rules and stuff, those guys are not getting in pads, I believe, until Tuesday. So they come back tomorrow, Saturday. They have a day off Sunday, come back Monday, shake the cobwebs off from the weekend, and then they put the pads on Tuesday, I believe. And that's when training camp gets going. You can kind of tell that the energy's there, but it's not super amped up yet because these guys want to start hitting people and you're not allowed to. And there were a couple shots today where guys should not have put receivers on the ground. Jimmy Ward hit Mohamed Sanu. Sanu went down. Mark Fields hit Ross Dwelly in the back, and Dwelly went down. That's not supposed to happen. You don't want to have your offensive players on the grass at all in these practices unless you're padded up and hitting.
Cam Inman with us, our 49er insider from training camp in Santa Clara. Is the secondary, maybe Kyle's biggest overall concern right now, other than, of course, health?
No, Kyle's concern always is offense. He leaves the defensive concerns to D'Amico Ryans, and the defense is looking okay. Actually, the interior defensive line's looking good, so all that's going to help the secondary, whoever's back there. And they're doing all right. They are missing Jaquiski Tartt and Emmanuel Mosley because they're on the COVID list. So that is a concern in terms of the secondary, but you're able to use their absences to give reps to the younger guys that you need to look at anyhow. So that's okay. And then offensively, I was watching Shanahan a little bit today, and he was working with the quarterbacks and running backs on some exchange stuff. And every day it's teaching moments. And the younger guys are they're learning, and this is what they should do in their first training camp.
Is it a case where we won't really know about the run game until we get into pads and until we actually get into preseason games? How much can you really fine-tune the run game before you get into pads?
That's what they like to say, and it's for the most part holds true. In two situations, if you want to see them in pads, how the running backs do in pass protection blocking. That's what I learned watching, Tom Rathman coach all the years here. He wanted to see which guys would stand up to a linebacker because it's a vital aspect of playing running back if you're an every down running back. But when you see rookies like Trey Sermon and Elijah Mitchell, running really well and getting a lot of opportunities in camp, Raheem Mostert's fine. Mostert came out last night, kind of had a scathing thing on Twitter, saying, "Hey, stop ripping me. I'm not injured." Well, we couldn't find any reports of people doing that. He's wearing a brace on his knee, but he usually does that. He's worn a brace in practice last couple of years. So I don't know where he got angry about that. But the young running backs, you can see they're talented, and you don't need pads to see how fast they are. And that's encouraging.
All right, Cam, thanks. Before we let you go, what's the latest on your TikTok channel?
Yeah, 49-second tailgate. We're racking up followers. Follow me at 49ers.cam. I have the same handle for Instagram, which is doing well, too. So we're approaching the 50,000 follower mark on Instagram. But it's also nice to have, 49,000 because it's 49. There's 49ers that I cover. So.
Yeah. The symmetry. Anyhow. Thanks, Cam. Have a great weekend. Right, we appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.